This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. The Grant County Economic Growth Council is looking to grow the number of rental and for-sale housing units throughout the county following the results of a comprehensive housing study. Executive Director Chuck Binkard said the most significant takeaway from the study is the number of housing units that the community could support.
From almost a regional perspective, there's a lot of folks looking at our area, and we're glad to see that interest. And, you know, we know that we have a lot to offer in Grant County, and so we're just excited to see that we can support, you know, growth, and we have developers interested in coming in and helping to kind of fill that void.
The study found that up to 450 new housing units could be leased or sold in Grant County over each of the next 5 years. U.S. News & World Report is out with its annual ranking of the best U.S. high schools, and one Indiana school has maintained its position near the top. Nearly 18,000 schools across the country were ranked this year, and Signature School in Evansville held on to its number two spot on the list. It is the only Indiana school included in the top 100 of the national ranking. Evansville-based One Main Financial has completed its $115 million acquisition of Foresight Capital, the company announced this month. Foresight is an automobile finance company headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, and its 200 employees have joined the One Main team. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons said Monday they will sell more of their stores in an effort to quell the federal government's concerns about their proposed merger.
The companies now plan to sell 579 Kroger and Albertsons stores in markets where they overlap to C&S Wholesale Grocers, a New Hampshire grocery supplier and operator, for $2.9 billion. Under the initial divestiture plan announced in September, C&S had planned to purchase 413 stores for $1.9 billion. It's unclear if the new plan will satisfy regulators. In February, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued to block the $24.6 billion merger between the grocery giants, saying the lack of competition would lead to higher grocery prices and lower wages for workers. The FTC also said the initial plan to divest 413 stores to C&S was inadequate and would give C&S a hodgepodge of unconnected stores and brands, leaving it ill-equipped to compete with the combined Kroger and Albertsons. Under the updated plan, Kroger would sell its Hagen banner to C&S, which would also license the Albertsons banner in California and Wyoming and the Safeway banner in Arizona and Colorado. C&S would also get access to some private label brands in the stores. Under the proposal, C&S would keep all of the stores open and honor any labor agreements. Kroger and Albertsons announced their planned merger in October 2022. The companies say it is necessary so they can better compete with Walmart, Amazon, and other big rivals. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
13 rural Indiana organizations will work with Indiana University this summer to create new placemaking and public art elements in their communities through the Rural Placemaking Studio Initiative. The studio connects IU faculty and students with rural residents who want to improve their communities through art and design, whether in building architecture, public spaces, cultural activities, recreational opportunities, or other avenues. The selected projects include murals, but also wayfinding signage, architectural and park design, and downtown revitalization efforts in the counties of Clark, Davies, Green, Martin, Orange, Owen, Washington, and Warwick. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.